the time to do the things that I want to do. And that's how you design your dream life. It's giving priority to what matters most. And so that's that essentialist focus that we talk about. You have to dedicate intentionality to your life so you can spend time doing what matters most to you. And so another exercise that I like to think about is called the gravestone technique. And so what you want to do is you want to think about the three words. You get three words that would be written on your tombstone describing the kind of life you lived.
You're listening to The Isaac Velez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome to the Isaac Velez Show. Today we're going to be talking about how to design your dream life. Designing your dream life is a lot about reverse engineering, because the best way to do this is breaking down the long-term play into the short-term changes. And so the first exercise I want to talk about that you guys can implement, and it's called your ideal week and day. And so you basically said, not obviously if you're on vacation, like you want it to be a typical week. What would your typical week look like? What are you doing? What are you getting up to? And then break it down by the day. So here's how I break mine down. There's 168 hours in the week. Okay, that's how many hours are in a week. That's so 24 hours a day times 7, 168. So once you're sitting at 168, you got to then allocate those time blocks. So I like to break mine down into the four F's of fulfillment, which is going to be faith, family, finances, and fitness. So I have it all on my phone. I have what I call Velez OS, or my Velez operating system. And so what I do is I break down the week. Okay, there's 168 hours per week. So sleep goes into fitness. So fitness for me takes up a good bit of time. So fitness is 56 hours sleeping. I have 20 hours routines because that includes my morning workout. And routines is also grooming, and fitness is grooming's kind of a fitness thing. And 8 hours exercise, which I do, or routines, just overall what I do routine-wise, and 8 hours exercise per week. Finances, I take extra neuroscience and psychology classes because with the performance coaching that we're doing, I want to make sure that we're using the best and most up-to-date research to help entrepreneurs build the lives of their dreams and also unlock their full potential. So I do take some college classes per week on psychology and neuroscience. So that takes about 18 hours because I do take full class loads. 14 hours in flow, that's business oriented. So it's just, how do I dedicate myself to deep work that advances the needle on the business? That's 14 hours per week. 10 hours is sales, reviewing calls, hopping on calls, sales trainings. That's 10 hours a week. 8 hours commuting. I do have to commute to the school because I don't live in the area. So that takes me some time. That also includes getting gas, going to the grocery store, going to the gym. So it's about 8 hours of driving per week, which I try to listen to podcasts or audiobooks during that time. And 8 hours meetings, that's team meetings, that's board meetings. I do sit on one board currently for a mastermind. So there's also the meetings that have to happen. And then with family, that's another 24 hours. So 12 hours eating. I put that under the family because I usually try to eat with my partner, Lauren, or maybe just catch up with an old colleague. And I kind of put family and friends together. And then 12 hours with friends and family, that's just doing things, whether that's going on walks, going out to eat or to explore something. And then faith, I have 2 hours for church, and then I have an hour for men's Bible study group every Friday morning. So that kind of breaks down my week. So why I share this is because in finance, we have something called zero-based budgeting. In other words, your budget should go down to zero because every dollar is allocated. And I find with time, it works very effectively that way too, because when you allocate every hour of time, and it's not that you can't have changes, but you now know where every hour of time should be going. And it's not, there's a default for where it should be going. And so the thing of it is, is when you're looking at your ideal week, you want to be looking at the ikigai, which is your reason for being. And so it's the culmination of what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. And then you break down to the weeks. Like, what do you want to be doing for the weeks? Do you want to be traveling? Do you want to be exploring different places as you perhaps speak or meet people or work on systems? Or do you want to stay in one place? You know, do you want to be abroad a lot? Do you want to be in the US all the time? Where do you want to live? What kind of food do you want to eat? Would you rather, like, you know, have someone cook meals for you? Would you rather have a partner that cooks for you? Would you rather be the one that does the cooking yourself? Do you want to be eating out? Do you want to be eating in? Does that not matter to you? How about fitness? Do you want the same gym? Do you want to be changing gyms? Like, all these things matter because this is going to tell you what you need to be doing in order to get there. The dream life is supposed to be the dream life. It is supposed to be specific and detailed. And then the dream day is, what's the breakdown of that? I have the breakdown of my current day, and I honestly love to think. There's a couple of things that I, like, you know, if I had the ability, I would change. But in terms of the daily routine, like, I love what I do. I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning. I go to the gym and work out. I get ready. I have a little bit of mindfulness meditation, and I just kind of think for a little bit. I can sit in the sauna for a little bit. Then I get my day started in flow, just doing deep work on my business that I love. I'm able to spend time with my partner. I'm able to, you know, have the time to do the things that I want to do. And that's how you design your dream life. It's giving priority to what matters most. And so that's that essentialist focus that we talk about. You have to dedicate intentionality to your life so you can spend time doing what matters most to you. And so another exercise that I like to think about, it's called the gravestone technique. And so what you want to do is you want to think about the three words. You get three words that would be written on your tombstone describing the kind of life you lived. And then you do the same exercise with a sentence on what it would read on your tombstone. And then the last part of it, the third perspective, is you have a child, if your children were speaking at your funeral, if your spouse is speaking at your funeral, and then if just a random person who knew you was speaking at the funeral. And so it's three levels of different people that know you during your lifetime. So what happens with this exercise is you realize the weight of the things of what you want people to say about you, especially the ones that are closest to you. And so that kind of helps you align with the congruency of, well, what do I want to be known for? What do I care about that I want people to know me for? And so that's where you start giving weight to actually what starts to matter more. And it always goes back to essentialism. What matters most to you? Because your dream life will never look like mine because it's specific to your wants and needs, to the relationships, all the way down to the way your business operates. So take inspiration from me or other people in the space, but live your life the way you're supposed to live it. We don't have all the answers, not any of us individually or collectively. So we have to keep learning from one another. But you do know inherently in the gut instinct what it is that you love out of life, what it is that you want to be doing. And so when it comes to designing your dream life, make sure you're taking into account the people that you want there, the actions that you have the freedom to take, right? And that's not just time freedom. That's not just money, but it's also time freedom. It's location freedom. If you want to be traveling, you can have a job that pays you $500,000 a year. But if you can't travel except 1 week out of the year, you don't have location freedom. And you probably don't have time freedom either. And so that is the difference between you taking a job that pays $200,000, $300,000, first, the job that pays $100,000, but you can do it remote from anywhere in the world. And the other ones, you can't. Because to someone, the money might be more important because they want to stay in one area. But to someone else that needs the ability to travel and the ability to choose their location, the money doesn't mean as much. And so that's the kind of thing that you'll find out when you start to make sure that your dream life is authentically the dream life that you want to have. So the two exercises I'd recommend is the the ideal week, ideal day exercise. So map it out, 168 hours, zero them out. What are they allocated to? And then the day, what does the day by day look like, right? What's the routines? What's the workouts? What's the travel? What's the actual work entail? The gravestone is the second one. Three words that would go on your tombstone, a sentence that would go on your tombstone, and then three, you know, short speeches from your spouse, from one of your kids, and then from someone that just knew you in life. And that way you start to really map out what in the world matters to you the most, what you want to be remembered for. And then I would also walk through that Ikigai exercise. Just look up Ikigai exercise and it'll walk you through building out your own Venn diagram of what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. And that creates your reason for being, your purpose, the reason you are here. It is your ultimate why. Quick episode, but I think that if you apply these actionable steps, you'll definitely be able to be more aligned with where you're going. And if you're like me, you have that vision plan, you know where you're going, take a second and redo it, because I try to do mine every so often just to make sure I'm up to date, because we're always learning more, we're always understanding more, and you want to make sure you're tapped into that ability to learn even more. So I hope you all enjoyed. Veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered.
That concludes today's episode of The Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.